The Book of Job, Chapter 37. Yes, at this my heart trembles and is moved out of its place. Hear carefully the noise of his voice and the sound that goes out of his mouth. He sends it forth under the whole heaven, and his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars. He thunders with the voice of his splendor, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. Great things he does which we can't comprehend. For he says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," likewise to the shower of rain and to the showers of his mighty rain. He seals up the hand of all of man, that all men whom he has made may know it. Then the beasts go into coverts and stay in their dens. Out of the chamber of the south comes the storm, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God ice is given, and the width of the waters is straightened. Yes, he loads the thick cloud with moisture. He spreads abroad the cloud of his lightning, and it is turned round about by his guidance, that they may do whatever he commands them on the face of the habitable world, whether it is for correction, or for his land, or for loving kindness, that he causes it to come. Listen to this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. You know how God lays his charge on them and causes the lightning of his cloud to shine. Do you know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? How your garments are warm when the earth is still by reason of the south wind? Can you with him spread out the sky, which is strong as a molten mirror? Teach us what we will say to him, for we can't set our speech in order by reason of darkness. Will it be told to him that I would speak? Or should a man wish that he were swallowed up? And now men don't see the light which is bright in the skies, but the wind passes and clears them. Out of the north comes golden splendor. God has on him awesome grandeur. Concerning the Almighty, we can't find him out. He is excellent in power, and in justice and plenteous righteousness he will not afflict. Men therefore fear him. He does not regard any who are wise of heart.